Hello, this is David.
Hi, this is Marcia.
Hello, this is David.
Hey, David.
Hey, Marcia.
Hi, David. Hey, David, can you hear me?
I can, Marcia. How are you doing?
Hi, are you in Australia?
I am.
I miss you.
Yeah, I miss you too.
Hey, I have a couple of quick questions about our format. Can I ask you before we get started?
Yeah, go ahead.
are we going an hour?
Yeah, roughly.
And are you interviewing
me,
or
am
I just talking? Say it again.
If you need to go at the end of the hour, you can, and we might finish up then, or sometimes we go an extra 15 minutes.
Okay, that's fine. And are you interviewing me, or am I just talking?
We have a format, and
good.
I'll take you through it.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, and we'll just jump in when we've got something that's going to help these guys.
That sounds awesome. And then I'm going to offer them, if it's okay, you know, $500 off if they want to come to the Dream Coach training.
Oh, I think that's a lovely idea.
Good. So
wow.
I'll just let you lead and I'll follow, my darling.
All right. It's good to hear your voice.
Yeah, it's great to hear yours. You know, and if you want to add to my intro bio that I'm Jack Canfield's dream coach, we have his permission to do that.
Well, actually, I'm going to ask you to share a story about that. So
okay.
We will. Thank you.
Okay,
we'll
sure.
We'll come up to that.
Great. And
yeah.
I just came from a really powerful luncheon where everybody was there, so I can talk about that as well. I saw everybody, kind of the Marin County who's who of the speaker field.
Oh, cool. What kind of event was it?
It
was
a 1,500-people fundraiser for the Pachamama Alliance.
All right.
It was
cool.
Very cool.
Very good. And I think we're going to get to see a lot more of each other because my current plans are still to move to Marin.
I understand. My realtor is trying to find you a house.
Oh, that's right.
You see, small world
that's
stories.
Right.
We love that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so welcome everybody to the call. This is David Wood from SolutionBox.com, and this is the third call of the 30-day challenge. I can hear the beeps as people have come in, so I know we've got quite a few here. Let's go around the room and just have a few people say their name and their city. Who's here?
Ron from Tulsa.
Hey, Ron.
Good to be here.
Mila from Toronto.
Welcome.
Mary from Connecticut.
Hey, Mary.
Hi.
Anyone else want to say hi before we start? And I thought you were all outgoing coaches. All right. Well, let's get started then. I'm very, very happy to be able to introduce someone who is a friend of mine. And people say in internet marketing and in business in general, they say, oh, yes, you know, this is my friend so-and-so. But Marcia really is a friend of mine. I've been to her house in Marin and we've really supported each other in some, you know, some tricky life situations. Marcia Weider, CEO and founder of Dream University, is leading a dream movement. With over 20 years of coaching, training, and speaking experience, her inspiring message has touched audiences from 50 to 5,000. And I'm jealous. 5,000 at companies such as AT&T, The Gap, and American Express. Marcia has appeared on Oprah, The Today Show, in her own PBS TV special, and she's written a whole bunch of books that have been translated into a number of languages. Her newest book is called Dreams Are Whispers from the Soul. I love that. Dreams Are Whispers from the Soul. She was past president of the National Association of Women Business Owners, and as such, she was often in the White House. And get this, where she formally met Where she met former U.S. Presidents Ronald Reagan, Jimmy Carter, and George Bush Sr. So Marsha's moved in some very interesting circles. Her Dream University events include the Dream Coach Certification Program, the Inspiring Speaker Workshop, which I have done and can say is really great, Create Your Future Now, and Masters of Manifestation. She also has a free online global community, which you might want to check out, at amazingdreamers.com. And it's got thousands of members and networks, it networks dreamers worldwide. So would you, you may have your phones on mute, but if you don't, would you give me, help me give a warm welcome to the woman who is changing how we dream, Marsha Wheeler. Woo, Marsha!
Hi, everybody. Thanks for being with us.
So this is great, Marsha, because you and I haven't caught up for quite a while. I haven't seen you since Sang, and we get to do this, you know, here in a virtual room, helping out coaches around the world.
Yeah, and I know you have many followers and fans all over the world who really appreciate the caliber of the resources that you're bringing to people. So thanks for putting this together, and thanks to everybody who's taking time out of your incredibly busy life to be with us live or to listen for listening to this as their download. And we know your time is valuable, so we're going to try to give you as much good practical stuff as we can to really support you in growing your business and, in my world, I would say, creating a dream come true life.
Absolutely. So the 30-day challenge is going off like crazy. I've just been in the online blog again and looking at people's posts, and you guys are just going nuts, which I love to see. And what I'd like to do is give you guys a chance to share any wins that you've had in the past week or two, and they can be they can seem like a little win or they can seem like a big win. The point is it a win for you? So who'd like to share? Just start with your name, and let's keep the stories to about 30 seconds if we can.
This is Mary. I just signed on another client about an hour ago, and got her agreed to even an increased rate even before we got started for after the new year.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! Congratulations!
Yeah, that's great.
Awesome.
Well done, Mary.
Thank you.
What I like that about that is when you're starting with a client, you know, why not ask for everything you want? So if one of the things you want is that the rate goes up after a certain point in time, let's just get it in now. You can always renegotiate later if things, you know, if there's a problem. But I love it. Thanks, Mary.
Welcome.
Who else? Don't be shy, little wallflowers. I've been reading your posts in the board.
Yeah, and I just want to chime in, this is Marsha, that, you know, a win, I love the idea of being inner reference. So we get to determine what a win is. So it's, you know, obviously it's pay dirt when it's a new client, but there's kind of along the way, there's the win of taking a risk, the win of doing something differently, the win of saying no to something that doesn't really make your heart sing, you know, speaking your truth, living with integrity. So it doesn't have to be just about getting new clients. Anything that you consider a win, for you to share it will inspire others and also give you an opportunity to be witnessed in your success.
Thank you, Marsha. You may have, you know, just inviting people each day can be a win because it's new behavior that you're taking on. So who else would like to share a win? I'm going to be quite patient here and wait for you guys because this is a really important part of the process for you to acknowledge yourself for what you've been doing.
David, this is Jan.
Yes, Jan.
I spoke to someone yesterday and did a sample session or a trial session with her. She's a VP at a bank, and we're taking a look at using coaching in there, sort of an incubator kind of deal with selected high-performing entrepreneurs. And what I suggested is that we do a pilot with her so that we're ready to go to the first of the year. And she said yes.
Oh, right.
Yes. So I discounted my corporate rate, which is $23,000 for 4 months to $1,600 for the pilot. So.
Oh, nice.
I'm feeling pretty good about that.
Yeah, everybody loves a pilot. There's no commitment. There's no, like, expectation to have to continue afterwards. It's just like, we're going to test this out. Let's just run it up the flagpole and see who salutes. Let's just throw it out on the stoop and see if the cat licks it up, which is my favorite quote from the West Wing.
Mm-hmm.
Good job. Who else? Let's have another couple of personal wins.
Well, mine isn't quite so exciting. This is Sharon in Illinois. I had somebody call. I also have a hypnosis business, and he called about that, and I turned it into a $400 a month coaching contract instead of just doing
a
simple weight loss hypnosis for weight loss. I turned him into a coaching client.
Nice job. Nice way to add another service to what you do and to upsell.
I was pretty psyched. I've never done that successfully before. I thanks for the call last week. That really helped.
You're welcome. And what's your name?
Sharon Stidham.
Oh, that's right, Sharon. Very good. Thank you. Okay, good. And one more. One that you may think is a little win, but it's still a win for you.
Hello, this is Mila from Toronto.
Yes. Say your name again.
Mila.
Hello, Mila.
Hi, David. I just signed the contract for 3 months with a client, full pay, and that's the story.
Very good. Very good. Now, you know, I'm curious, you guys are just sitting there on the call and you've got these, I'm even looking for the little wins. Like, hey, I made a call that I was nervous about. But you guys have got big wins. And I'm wondering, Marsha, what do you think that's about? That people are, do you think they're really modest or falsely modest or just?
I think we're tough on ourselves. You know, often when I'm working with a client and trying to help them find their life's purpose, well, you know, a simple exercise a lot of us do is, think of three times in your life when you were really passionate. People can't think of three. And when I give examples such as, you know, winning my eighth grade speech contest or skiing a blue trail for the first time, they're like, oh, I didn't think it'd be something small. And, you know, for me, it really, life is about precious moments. And the small steps turn into the bigger wins. So I think we're just tough critics on ourselves. And I think as coaches, we hold this really high standard for ourselves. I know that when I'm certifying dream coaches, when somebody's coming into the training, they're like, well, how can I tell somebody else how to make their dreams come true when I don't, you know, have the body of my dreams or the bank account of my dreams or the home or the relationship of my dreams? And my response is that it's much more about intention than it is about perfection. So if you're living in integrity with your intention, meaning that you're walking the talk. For me, the fact that you're on this call or that you're listening to the download, that's a win. You know, the commitments that we keep to ourselves, however small, are the critical aspects of really saying, wow, I am trustworthy, which is huge. So I just think we're kind of hard. We set a hard, high bar for ourselves. We don't often think of our successes as successes if they don't feel, quote, unquote, big enough.
Thank you. Yeah, could be right. I invite you all to just to, even if it's just for yourself, to really acknowledge what you're up to. And it may not look like everyone else's wins, but just acknowledge that you're taking action. And as Marsha said, you showed up to this call. And a lot of people wouldn't do that. Now, something else I want to present is just, you know, in case you're thinking like there are 100 people on the call, I want you to know this is quite an intimate group. We have 13 on this call, so I'm leaving the line open, which is quite rare. When Marsha and I, you know, normally when we do a teleclass, we have to keep the line closed because of all the background noise. But we've got quite a group here, so we can be more interactive. And if you haven't already, I invite you to go to solutionbox.com/chat while you're on the call. So get into the chat room, solutionbox.com/chat. I've just gotten in there. And if you don't have a buddy, it is not too late. It's a great practice. It's a great discipline. It's a lot more fun than doing it on your own. So if you don't have a buddy coach in this 30-day challenge, we've still got another 7 days left, I make it, or something like that. In the chat room is the place to do it. And, of course, you can do it on the online forum as well. And I'll have my eye on that chat from time to time. So if there are any questions that come up, you can throw them in there. Hello, Rolson. Just appeared in the chat room. And you can ask each other questions and network too. It's really fun. Hello, Mary. Hello, Wendy. Very cool. Now, I've been looking forward to this bit. Marsha, I know you have a success story. I kind of told this before without mentioning any names, but now that you're on the call. Oh, and by the way, for people who just joined us, I'm David Wood, as you know, but we're very fortunate to have Marsha Weeder, the America's Dream Coach, on the call with us today. So I'm feeling very honored about that. And we're about to hear Marsha's success story about making an invitation to someone that she wanted to coach that a lot of people would probably not make the invitation to because they might be intimidated. Would you like to share that story, Marsha?
Sure. Now that I have permission to go public with it, I'm happy to. Well, David, you and I were both together at a speaker and authors networking group, and we met many luminaries besides you and I. There were many fabulous people there, Alex Mendozian, Chris Comerford Lynch, who Christine is a friend of mine who wrote Rules for Renegade, the goals guy, Gary Ryan Blair, and Jack Canfield, Jack Canfield of Chicken Soup fame. And Jack and I kept trying to connect at this event, and it just wasn't happening. And I finally went up to him rather than trying to just kind of I jokingly wound up walking him to the men's room twice, and I said, Jack, this is not how I want to be remembered by you. And I said to him, can I just follow up with you after the event? So it was really neat because, you know, sometimes you're at these networking events and you have a minute and everybody's, you know, after the big name person. And rather than just trying to squeeze a minute together, I just said, you know, I asked to practice what I preach. I made a simple request and made it easy for him to say yes. So I said, can I follow up with you? So I gave him a call, and we got on the phone, and rather than asking what he could do for me, I knew that he had launched this whole new Dream Big campaign, and I'm all about making dreams come true. Dream University is my company. Dream Coach is our ICF accredited coaching certification training. I've been at it for a long time. All my books are about manifestation. That's really who I am and what I'm known for. And here Jack launched this big campaign on Dream Big. So I said, you know, how can I help you? How can I support you on it? And then I had in front of me kind of my short list of what I wanted to ask him for, and I was just kind of waiting. And I asked him, would he do a blast to his database for me? And he said yes, which is quite nice. It's 185,000 names, so that's a nice thing. And by the way, I'm not going to sell his list anything. I'm going to gift them with 10 e-books as a way of really growing my list with people who I know are simpatico, as my friend Paulo Coelho once told me. Paulo, who wrote The Alchemist, said to me, you and I, we are simpatico. So I'm always looking for people like you and I, David, who are simpatico. Anyway, I was listening to Jack, and we were about to hang up the phone, and I said to him, Jack, I want to ask you one last thing. And I said to him, I don't coach people one-on-one. He had shared with me that he had recently sold the Chicken Soup for the Soul brand for many, many millions of dollars. And he was using language like, I wonder what's next, and I'm in need of a new dream, and some of those kinds of powerful phrases that made my ears stand up. And I just said, look, I don't coach people one-on-one, but I really feel a heart connection with you, so I'm going to offer this to you for a period of time. Would you like me to be your personal dream coach? And he said, this is something I really need. I feel really connected to you, so I'm going to say yes. And I said, great. I said, how about we have a call next week where we set up the structure and the criteria for the coaching relationship? because I still had to, you know, the same way that we would with anybody. We have to put the agreements in place. Otherwise, there's no integrity and no way to call people to the mat when there's a broken agreement, et cetera, et cetera. So I called them up, and we set the structure. And now every week we're on the phone for an hour having a very powerful conversation about really exploring and creating new dreams. And this afternoon I was at this huge fundraiser in San Francisco for the Pachamama Alliance, which is about supporting indigenous people, and phenomenal luncheon, 1,500 people. And Jack was there with his wife, Inga, and he introduced me as his dream coach. I'll name drop a little bit. My agent, Bonnie Solo, was there, who's also the agent for Harv Ecker, and Jack's agent, Marcy Scheimoff, you know, happy, her new happiness book, and Janet Atwood from The Passion Test, and John Gray was there. It was really quite extraordinary, kind of the who's who of Marin. But, you know, I feel like I went from having no relationship with Jack to now really having a close personal relationship where I'm really supporting this big dreamer, this visionary and luminary on achieving his dreams. So, yay.
Well done.
Well, you know what? Well, the teaching that I'd want to bring in for anyone on this call is that don't kill off your dreams before you explore the possibilities. Don't lessen who you are. Don't assume that you can't help or somebody doesn't need what you have to offer. Explore every conversation. Be highly intentional and, you know, and make every conversation count. I think that's a really important practice. Not as a generic concept, but as a real life practice. Make every conversation count.
Yeah, and I'm inspired by it because I thought, okay, Marcia's gone and done that. She's gone and approached someone that she really wanted to build a relationship. She's gone and approached someone she really wanted to coach. And I thought, how many of us are doing that? And I want to know for everyone here on the call, are you guys available for being challenged? I'm not saying you have to accept it, but who here on the call is available for being challenged? Just say yes.
Sure.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, we
all right.
Can.
All right. Good.
So what's your challenge, David?
Challenge that I have for you over the next 7 days is to pick the one person in the world that you would most like to coach. And to offer them coaching.
I love this challenge, and I really want to chime in on this, that, you know, that if you were to not, if you were to take doubt and fear out of the equation, if you were to be in that wonderful practice that Robert Shuler used to say, you know, what would you do if you knew you could not fail? Who would you reach out to? You know, so on my list, my dream is to coach President Obama. That's on my short list, you know. And then, I mean, the enrollment process is the same. Obviously, you want to get to the person, but there's the old 6 degrees of separation. You're only a few phone calls away from pretty much anyone that you want to reach in the world. But we want to be ready. So we know that enrollment, number one, you have to establish rapport. Number two, build value by understanding who they are and what they need or potentially need, or being ready to ask good questions. Number three, overcoming any objections. And number four, securing an agreement, whatever that agreement might be. Here's another example. John Gray of, you know, Men Are From Mars, and now John's moved into so many other wonderful areas. John was somebody who also lives in Marin, near where I live, and was always very supportive of my work and what I was doing, and I haven't seen him in years. And as I've been sort of rethinking and thinking about what's my next dream, it's interesting, the Pachamama lunch, and the theme was awakening the dreamer and dreaming the new dream. And I have a little story that I'll share with you about that. But in
actually, Marcia, can I jump in here?
Yeah,
because, you know, I'm thinking – the stories, you've already given us such a great, inspiring story. I'm wondering, are you willing to take on this challenge with us?
Yeah, I am willing to take on the challenge. And the challenge that I'm willing to take on is out of my commitment. I'm committed to spending the month of December before the next January Dream Coach training, which is coming up, in a third world country working with visionary leaders. And my commitment on that is to follow up with the highest level executive at the Panchamama Alliance and have a conversation that, but in the month of December, I will be working with them at a high level, helping people dream the new dream. So I'm absolutely in.
Great. And I'm in too, because I thought, how can I invite you guys to take this challenge and not do it myself? And I don't even coach one-on-one anymore. But the person I'd most like to coach is Robin Williams.
Well, that should be easy. He's right here in Marin as well.
I know, and I'll send you an email to get any suggestions you have on how to reach him. I know someone who does know him, so I'm going to put out the invitation, and that's me taking up the challenge. And I invite you right now in the chat room to, you know, just write down who is the number one person that you'd like to coach.
And let me also say, David, by people putting it in the putting it in the chat room, we can help each other, because it's like, okay, who do I know who knows Robin Williams? So by people actually saying, well, I'm committed to, look, if anybody, you know, has high-level contacts for Barack Obama and, you know, you're not interested or you'd like to support me in that dream, absolutely, I'm open to help and support. I mean, what I was going to say about John Gray is that I had a very powerful enrollment conversation with John, and you know, and the securing the agreement, he said to me, call Katie in my office and she'll set it up. So as soon as I got back to my desk, I called his assistant Katie, and boom, it's set up. So what's important is the opening of the conversation. That's where miracles happen. And I want to say, what's so critical about this kind of thing is, number one, where we stand inside of ourselves is what really also, besides our skill set, but how we hold ourselves is what can actually increase our personal value and self-worth. And secondly, what you're asking people to do, David, here and now, including me and you, is to put a stake in the ground. So we're not just talking about it, we're committing to it. And then all there is to do is basically put ourselves in right relationship with our commitment by taking action to prove that we're more committed to our dream than to any doubt, fear, or reality.
Yeah, and I say that the win is in making the offer. You know, the person will say yes or no, we can't control that, but the win is just putting it out there and expressing ourselves. So I'm noticing in the chat room here that we've got Coach Char, we've got Jacqueline, Mary, Rolson, and Wendy, and I haven't seen anyone put a name in there yet. So it's simply an invitation. It's up to you if you take on the challenge. And I say that you'll be better for it in your practice simply by taking on this challenge regardless of the result.
And we can even make it one step easier for people, and that is, if you don't know in this moment who you want to coach, you could make a commitment that by this time tomorrow, you'll put the name in the chat room. So you're making a commitment to a next step, and that is to figure out who it is that you want to go have the conversation with.
Yeah, that's very good. And you don't have to know how to reach them. I'm, you know, a bit stuck on how to reach Robin Williams, but I'm going to take the actions. And if you happen to know him or how to reach him, please let me know. So let's get into some role plays. I want to find out where you guys on the call are stuck, and give you some personal coaching on it. So here's a chance to use me and to use Marsha as a resource. So is there anywhere that you've been wanting to invite someone, or feeling anywhere you've been stuck around making the invitations?
David, I have a question. It's Mila.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not so much about invitation, but what I'm experiencing after setting up with clients the structure and working with them, after a few sessions, 3-4 sessions, they either decided to quit or feeling that they don't really want to continue because of money or time or something else. And this is what I'm not sure how to why it's happening and what is happening. Can you
understood?
Enlighten me?
Thank you.
Yeah.
So that's a question on retention, which is a really good one, and I've written that one down. And for the moment, I'd like to take questions about the invitations. Like, is anyone being stuck? Like, I don't know enough people, or I'm just shy to ask someone, or I just couldn't ask this person for money, or I don't have enough confidence, anything like that. Let's take those questions first, and then we'll come back to that.
This is Mary.
Yes, Mary.
Yeah, because I have a very specific niche, and most of the people that I know personally are not in that niche. I'm finding it that I have an easy time asking people for a sample session in order for them to be a referral to other people they know to be in the niche. But it doesn't seem authentic and appropriate to ask them to be my client if they're not in the niche.
I see what you're saying. Marcia, do you have any comments on that?
Well, I got a little confused. Why do you want to pursue them if they're not in your niche?
The only reason to pursue them at all would be for them to refer other people that they may know of who are in my niche, and if I've done a sample session with them, they understand how coaching works and they've experienced my coaching, so they could refer people authentically to me.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it for that reason. I think it's an incredible act of generosity any time we extend our hand to coach people because we believe in them or they need our help. But what I would, I would become, just personally, this is just a different point of view, I would become so masterful at inspiring people through conversation about what it is that I do and what it is that I provide. So that if they have somebody in mind, they can refer them, and then I would do the comp session with the referral person. Mm-hmm. So I don't think you need to give it away to give it away. It's just a point of view.
Yeah.
I don't know. How do you feel about that?
Well, I guess I've been doing it really because of the 30-day challenge. I don't necessarily know anybody, not anybody, but a lot of people personally who are in my niche.
What is your niche?
I coach green leaders and organizations, people who are trying to make a really positive difference around climate change by inventing new clean green technologies, new clean energy technologies, or sustainable development practices, or good environmental policies.
Where do you live?
Connecticut.
Well, I don't think there's any shortage of people who need what you have.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
No, it's
so
I just don't have it personally, that's all.
Yeah, well, I mean, everybody is a phone call away. So, where I didn't know Jack Canfield one day, a week later I was his personal dream coach, right?
Hmm.
So maybe what you could do is be putting together your, again, back to your dream list and dream list in Connecticut. You know what? I have an incredible resource in Connecticut for you, and this isn't exactly green, but one of my certified dream coaches is the founder of a company called Boundless Playgrounds. Have you heard of it? Do you know Amy Barzac?
No.
What's cool about Amy is she just won a national contest on the Martha Stewart Show called Dreamers into Doers, and she's on the show taping today with Maya Angelou.
Oh, really?
And Amy, I spoke recently at the Hartford Greater Women Business Conference.
Uh-huh.
And out of that, about 8 or 10 people came to my Dream Coach certification. So we have a whole community in Connecticut. So two things. One is if you go into www.amazingdreamers.com, you got to, put in a little bit of a profile. It's how we keep spammers out. We have about 5,300 members from all over the world. Put a call out there. Say, hey, I'm reaching out to dream coaches or fellow big dreamers in Connecticut. You can also, under request, anyone can do this, under request, put in your market niche and say, I'm looking for people who I can help and support or work with in this particular area. I get that the initial challenge that David was talking about was really reaching out to people that you know. But I think what we want to be careful of is that you don't wind up kind of compromising your dream down, giving away your time, energy, and resources where you could be using that same time for a little bit more research to put together your short list of people who are in your particular niche, who may be in your backyard or not. They could be obviously located anywhere in the world for coaching. And then to really get on the phone and create a personal relationship with the people that you want to work with. That's what I would be doing.
And how do you create a personal relationship in that initial phone call that is a cold call? Maybe you've been referred by someone if you're lucky, or maybe you haven't. What are some of the things that you do first?
Yeah,
There's someone who's got some background noise there, and if you have any background noise there, could you please put your phone on mute? You can do that by pressing 4-star. Just give a couple seconds for that to happen. Okay, good. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Yeah, and tell me your first name again.
This is Barry.
Barry, was it?
No, Mary.
Oh, Mary in Connecticut. Yeah, hi, Mary. Thanks. You know what? It's so much of it comes down to how compelling we can be on the phone. It comes down to voice, energy, clarity of message. Because nowadays, let's face it, we're leaving a message in voicemail. So it's kind of like, what's the most compelling message that you can leave? For example, when I was pitching Women's Day and having me write one of their 12 articles when they did a whole year-long campaign on Dreaming Big, you know, I would leave these really compelling messages. And, you know, when I finally said, listen, this is the last time I'm going to call because I don't want to be a bother, but I think it would be an incredible missed opportunity for you to not take 10 minutes and hear what I have to offer in service to your readers, I got a return phone call. So I think you have to find a way to be unusual. You have to break through the din. You've got to get really clear about what is your, you know, whether it's your unique selling benefit, you know, why do they need to talk to you? So for me, I feel like I can pretty much, because I'm kind of gutsy, if somebody doesn't return my phone call, I don't take it personally. But if I know that if I'm sitting down with a list of 5 people that I'm going to call, I'm very intentional that at least one, if not all of them, are going to return my phone call.
Uh-huh.
So I get on the phone, and I'm leaving these compelling messages that people, sometimes they say, well, I called you back because I like the sound of your voice. Can you believe that one? Sometimes they call me back because they said, God, you were so creative, and what you said was so outrageous, or I was so interested or compelled by your message. So you can't just call and say, hi, I'm a coach, and I want to help you do a better job. I think, you know, the true value is having an understanding of who this person is and what are they about. And I think, you know, in a smaller market like Connecticut, which is still an important market, I went to college in Connecticut. I'm a Long Island girl, so I love that whole area. But in a smaller market, I think you can really target in. And I think you can go to the websites of the people that are doing what you want to do. I think you can read the mission statement. I think you can call the executive assistant if you need to the high-level player. You get in relationship with her. I recently did this with Mary Ann Williamson's assistant. I was trying to get to Mary Ann to do a teleseminar, couldn't get a return call. And I got friendly with her assistant, and I sent her a copy of my book and asked how I could help and support her. And she said, you know, out of the 500 requests that I have for Mary Ann, you're now in the top 5.
Wow.
So it's, you know, rapport and relationships. I'm giving you a whole bunch of different ideas, but it's how we bring ourselves to the conversation that I have found makes the difference between success and failure. You know, one of the things I like to say, dream coaches get clients, because we put a heavy emphasis on the whole enrollment process. Most of us hate selling. We hate cold calling. But if you're a great coach and you have something that you're passionate about, you know, for you to really develop the capacity to call anyone, any place, and inspire them to at least have a conversation or perhaps this comp session with you, seems like a worthwhile venture to me.
Yeah, and I think
that's awesome, Pasha.
Yeah, but the challenge for all of us is figuring out exactly what does that mean, what you've just said. What does that mean for each of us?
What do you think it means for you specifically?
Well, in terms of getting on the phone with somebody that I don't know and whose website I'm really excited about, whose product market, everything that it looks like they are up to, exactly who I want to support, I think perhaps what it means is talking about why I'm so excited about what they're doing in the face of the need out there and how much I want to ramp up their efforts so that they take what they're doing and make it even more successful and get it out there faster and in a much bigger way.
That's pretty compelling. You know, and there was a part of what you said was rapport building. When I'm talking about me or you're talking about you, mm-hmm. it's rapport building. When I say to you, if we're role-playing, gosh, I'm so excited about what you're doing, Mary, and I'm really inspired, and when I read your website, it's so in alignment with who I am. That's great for rapport building.
Uh-huh.
Then it's like, and here's what I think I can do for you.
Mm-hmm.
Or here's what I know I can do for you, you know. And you might say, look, if you might leave on their voicemail, you know, if you'd be willing to give me a 10 minutes of your time just to answer a few core questions, I would be able to assess and really explain to you specifically how I can help and support you in taking your vision to the next level with greater ease or faster.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, that's what people all want to do,
mm-hmm.
at a certain level. So what you said was a great start.
Uh-huh.
You know, and the other thing that you can do is obviously going to the networking events of people who are doing – there's all kinds of green events going on.
Right.
You know, so for you to show up at those events, but you got to show up in a way where you're bringing that passion has to come through your voice, through your eyes, through your body. It doesn't have to be like I'm doing it. I'm the cheerleader style. You know, we all have our different styles, but there needs to be enough of energy between two people to create rapport and interest for you guys to agree to take it to the next step.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to these meetings, it's not about you being introduced to someone who can introduce you to somebody else,
right.
Although it might be,
mm-hmm.
but I wouldn't be giving the free comp session to that person. I'd be having a compelling conversation so they say, oh, my gosh, you're right, it's so important for us to get you to Al Gore, or it's so important for us to get you to the president of the Pachamama Alliance, where
mm-hmm.
their work is really all about the greening of the planet and the indigenous people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so sure, it's easier when we have a connection and a resource, but that never has to be the thing that stops you.
Yeah, but I think for all of us,
thank you both.
Making
sure.
A cold call without some kind of referral.
Mary, out of my love and support of what you're doing, I'm going to just say, you got to stop this conversation that you're having. This belief, do you hear that? Like you're projecting your doubt and fear into your vision. So it's like you're imagining that this cold call is going to be a horrible thing. Why don't you imagine that the cold call is going to be really an open door that's going to get you to the highest level person that you can. You know what I mean? Like, you keep coming back with, yeah, but for all of us, it's going to be so hard to make cold calls. Well, I don't find it difficult to make cold calls at all because I don't take no personally. I bring everything I have to the conversation. If somebody doesn't call me back, I call them back again. I have a three-time rule. You know, on the third call, I'm usually saying, hey, last time I'm going to call, I don't want to become a nuisance. You know, but I say something compelling. I invite you to try on a new belief about cold calling. I invite you to explore some new conversations. Put together your short list this week of the three or four companies that you want to call and be committed to getting through as opposed to expecting not to.
Okay.
It'd be worth it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, because, you know, you might come back on the call, you know, next week and have five new clients or have one new mega client and, more importantly, have a whole shift in your reality and your belief system about your ability to talk to anyone, even someone you don't know.
Okay.
Good for you.
Yep.
And, Mary, I invite you to maybe the term cold calling itself is a little cold, you know. So what if you reframed it to call it possibility calling?
Mm. Okay.
Love that.
Just give a call for the possibility. And I personally, if I'm coming from how can I serve them, it's easier for me. If I'm coming from, okay, I have to get a client, then I feel a lot of pressure. But if I'm coming from, I'm going to talk to this person, just find out what their goals are, or find out what the company really needs right now, or, you know, and if they're busy and they don't want to talk to me, great, then I know who not to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
But if they happen to say, like I called up once, I called up a producer for a TV show and said, look, I heard about your TV show and I just wondered maybe if these people could use a life coach. And she said, you know what? Top of my list this week is to find a life coach for the show.
That's great.
So it's possibility calling, you know, and being comfortable with a no. So great job, both of you. Thank you. And let's take another question. We've got about another 15, 20 minutes to the top of the hour, and I want to hear that was really useful. I want to hear other examples of where you feel blocked about just sharing an invitation. And I haven't forgotten about Leela or Neela. I'm still not sure if it starts with an N or is it Leela or Neela?
It's M. Neela.
Neela, thank you. I haven't forgotten about your question, Neela. So any more questions about being stumped with the invitations?
I am a little stumped with – this is Elizabeth. Hi. Can you hear me? Hi.
Yes.
I'm a little stumped with, with approaching companies because I'm worried that I wouldn't know what to do with them once I get in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with private individuals.
Okay.
Have you been trained in coaching groups?
Well, I was a professor for 19 years, a college professor.
Yeah.
And so I've done all sorts of stuff. I think I could probably work with groups, yeah.
Well, I think I probably could. It sounds a little tenuous, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And when you say you want to coach companies, do you want to coach individuals in companies? Do you want to coach executives? Do you want to coach teams? Can you be a little bit more specific?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out, explore what I could do.
Have you ever Yeah. David, do you want to address this?
Yeah, sure. I initially thought that I couldn't do business coaching because I hadn't been trained in business coaching. But I found that I could still have a conversation with a CEO about what are your goals. It was the same conversation that I was having with the stay-at-home mom about what are your goals. Some of the goals would be, definitely there'd be a business. I found that at least half of what they needed in their life, at least half, was change in their personal life.
Wow.
So I found that I was on familiar ground because I was able to do what I was doing with all the other clients in the personal goals. I was very comfortable. And then when it came to a business goal, I'd just ask a lot more questions. And I'd say, when you say more profit, how much profit? When you say 30% more profit, by when? So I just found that the same coaching skills I was using with everyone else was applying to business, and I was upfront in saying, I'm not an expert in this area. You are. My job is to coach you and keep you accountable for what you say, support you through it, and to ask you the questions that will help you access your own inner wisdom. And everyone was fine with that. There wasn't one person that said, oh, no, I need someone who's a real specialist in this area, because they were looking for a coach, not an expert consultant.
Yeah, I want to add to that as well, and very consistent with what you're saying. For me, business people are just people.
Right.
But I want to encourage you to start with where you feel masterful. You know, so much of becoming a successful coach is really about building confidence, and we all make mistakes and, you know, turn to our own coaches to get mentored and to learn. But, you know, start with the place where you feel the most comfortable, the most relaxed, the most at ease. And for me, teaching, whether I'm teaching the Dream Coach training or you know, teaching at Stanford Graduate School for Business, which is something I've also done, is incredibly different than coaching. Incredibly different. So the way to get good at coaching groups is to either go through a training. We have one. We have the Dream Coach Group Leader Training. Or practice coaching multiple people. If it's about coaching groups, coaching.
Yeah, I think I probably want to work with individuals.
You want to work with individuals. You know that. Because I was going to say, coaching one is very different than coaching two. So if it's about coaching people in the business world, you know, I would look around and say, okay, where do I feel either the most comfortable and or the most inspired? And then I would, as David was saying, and I just wanted to back up and really kind of just ditto that, and that is that, you know, business people are still individuals. And most of them are going to be dealing with what's my own life's purpose and how do I bring that to my company or into my life? What are my fears and doubts that are stopping me from growing my company and organization that also might be stopping me in my personal life? It's a pretty consistent conversation.
Okay. Well,
Elizabeth, what do you hear out of what either I said or what Marcia said that you can use?
Basically, I'm feeling quite encouraged, and especially in terms of, you know, treating them like people, which I have some experience with, actually, because I used to work with coaching on teaching executives German or English, depending on what they needed, and it often became almost a little bit like a coaching session because we often ended up discussing some other stuff, too. It was really kind of interesting. So, and I got along very great with them. I really enjoyed working with them, which is why I was thinking I would like to do that again, only on a different level with a slightly different approach as a coach. I like that. So I feel encouraged.
Great.
Thank
very
you.
Good. And who else would like to ask a question about approaching people? Is there a company or a person you've been shy about approaching, or like, where am I going to get these people? Okay, then let's go to Mila. Mila has a question about, I have clients who quit after a few sessions and is looking for how to increase retention. What would you say to that, Marcia? Do you have any thoughts there, or do you want me to take that one?
Well, I'll start it and then toss it over to you, David. We can both talk about it. I mean, I think, first of all, what's the upfront agreement? What's in place, and I don't mean to reduce this down to money, but sometimes when people have money in the game, they're less likely to quit. So depending on what your cancellation policy is, you know, have they paid in full for a month or 3 months? And, you know, and then how did they quit? Did they just sort of disappear, or did they just, you know, like, what's the reason? So I think there needs to be, no matter what, I'm a big advocate on leaving all relationships in integrity with certain levels of completion, understanding what happened. And sometimes, you know, in a really honest, direct, and heartfelt conversation, people can talk about what happened. I mean, there might be a real crisis or challenging situation in their life, and maybe it is not the right time for them to be coaching. Or maybe you tickled the funny bone, a nice way to say a painful nerve, and they got, you know, scared or freaked out and felt like they just needed to sort of, you know, head out the back, Jack. So I think, and it's challenging because early on we don't always have that kind of trust and rapport for people to really open up and really be able to reveal themselves at that level of vulnerability. But I think anything that we can do to really create that safe space for people to really talk about what's going on, then both of us can leave the relationship intact or maybe even decide something different. What would you add, my friend?
Well, I do have quite a bit to add, but Mila, is there anything there in what Marcia said that you feel you can use?
Yes. Actually, it's very true when people, it's not all about money, but then it is about money. And when I started to coach, I agreed to do coaching on different One was a trade, one was partial payment, and so on, because as David suggested, that first clients, you just agree on anything, so you'll get experience. So I decided, okay, because I need experience, I would agree on have any kind of payment and get experience going on. And actually, I notice when people don't pay, either full or good amount of commitment to the coaching, then they more kind of shaky and easy to say, well, maybe it's not time for coaching, or they would say they're not ready for changes and they want to change.
Yeah, I agree. So here's, I think we're getting a lot of useful things out of this that everybody can use. It's fine to, you know, when you're just starting out and you want to get your first five clients, definitely I'm willing to negotiate a lot and drop my fee and do all sorts of things just to get the experience. And then I find I start getting more picky, and I be a bit more taking a stand in the session, and I'll be enrolling them in something else. Now, I agree with Marsha. I think your upfront agreement is critical. So when you're negotiating, you can negotiate a lower fee, but also if you want to keep the client for 3 months, negotiate 3 months. So suppose your fee is $300 a month, then you start with the coaching will be $900 for 3 months. And if someone says, oh, you know, I don't know if I can afford it or whatever, well, you look at what they can afford, and you might say, you know, I'd be willing to do it for $450, but it's still for the 3 months. Because when someone signed up for 3 months and they paid for 3 months, I generally have a client for 3 months. But if someone just signs up for 1 month, I found that at least half of my clients were dropping off. And I think that a large reason was that they had to keep on making the decision, should I continue or not? Whenever they've got to keep making that decision, you need them to say yes 5 or 6 times over 3 months. But if they just look at it once and make the decision once, they don't even have to revisit it. So that's the biggest thing. Now, here are 3 other things you can look for in the coaching relationship to see if they're missing. Is the client acknowledging their own progress? So over that first month, are you just focusing every session on what's missing so that they get to come to you and it's all doom and gloom? Or are they celebrating and feeling good about themselves, about what they have in their life and about what they're doing, as well as looking for what more they can add to their life? I lost a lot of clients because I just start the call with, okay, what are we going to do this week to improve your life? I wouldn't start the call with, what's going well? What did you do? What are you proud of? So that's one thing. A second thing that may be missing is the goal big enough? Sometimes if it's just like, all right, I'm going to improve my relationship a little bit, or I'm going to, maybe feel more peace in my life, it's not an inspiring enough goal. So they may not be excited about the goal. And the third thing you can look for that may be missing is, do they really see it as possible? You might be helping them to find a relationship or to change jobs, but if they're really in the back of their mind thinking, I'm never going to do it, it's not going to happen, well, then of course they're going to end up quitting the coaching. So if you have those 4 things in place, that you've got a 3-month agreement, it's a big goal that they really are truly excited about, and included in that is that they see it as possible, and they're acknowledging progress, and they feel like they're really moving forward, and they're appreciating their own life, mm-hmm. then you're probably going to have a client who sticks around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what in there, Mila, what stood out there that you can use?
Well, everything what you mentioned makes lots of sense, and I have very little comment on acknowledging progress. I noticed clients who are actually committed and staying in coaching, sometimes they feel almost embarrassing to say they have a coach, you know, personal coach. And I just realized it recently that people are not proud, so to speak, to say that they have personal coach. Do you have anything to say about it, or how you approach it?
If you think that's it, then I would address that with them. I'd ask them, how do you feel about having a coach? How many of your friends know about it? Do you see you talking about this with your family and asking them about it? And for anyone who has a block around it or thinks it's embarrassing, I would point out that Tiger Woods has a coach. Andre Agassi had Tony Robbins as a coach, and that's what took him back to number one in the world. Do you think they're embarrassed about it, or do you think they're proud to have a world-class coach helping them achieve their goals?
Yeah, for me, it continues on with an enrollment conversation, right? So enrollment is when you're talking about something that you so passionately believe in a way that other people believe in it as well. So, I mean, I can't imagine, for me personally, you know, hiring a coach and then keeping it a deep, dark secret unless I was hiring the coach to fix something that was wrong with me. So I think a lot of it is how do we hold the coaching that, you know, and, you know, we have a shared vision, I believe, of actually elevating coaching to a whole nother level. So if we stand that, wow, people who have coaches are leaders and visionaries and big dreamers and agents of transformation, and good for you, you're a member of that club too. Obviously, you're a player. That just changes the whole game of coaching. So I think there really is the upfront having, you know, maybe it's an intention for you, like, wow, I really want to attract some new clients who think that coaching is the most extraordinary thing and who want to share with their friends and colleagues the great success they're having in transforming their life or growing their business or whatever it is they're hiring you to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it's true. It's very true. I appreciate your comment.
Great. Well, so we're at the top of the hour now, and I want to thank you for your participation and for your oomph in moving forward. It can be a scary thing to build your practice, but the more we do it, the easier it gets, and the more we shine our light, et cetera, et cetera. And Marsha has an offer for everybody on this call. Which is a bonus that
I was going to say, we love presents, don't we? Sorry, David, I didn't mean to talk over you there. We have a little delay. I apologize.
Yeah, I know, that's fine. There's a present that I didn't know about, and I say, go for it, Marsha. Let's hear it. What do you have for people?
I've been really thrilled that so many of your coaches, David, have come through the Dream Coach certification. So thank you so much. And I just want to say that if someone is interested in attending one of the Dream University programs, you can go to www.dreamcoach.com, look under workshops. I'm leading the Dream Coach certification training, which is accredited through the ICF. We have a program in January or in July. It's a powerful 7-day training. We get seasoned coaches who want to add additional structure and processes to their offerings to their clients. And we get brand new coaches, and we are really known for helping coaches get clients. So we put a pretty heavy emphasis on the business side. So if you sign up for that program and then just put in the notes section 30-day challenge, you know, or $500 off, we'll give you $500 off your tuition if you sign up this month for that. And that's either for January or for July, and or the How to Be an Inspiring Speaker program as well. If you sign up for that now and just put in there $500 off, you'll save $500 off the tuition on either of those programs. So just go to dreamcoach.com, click on workshops, take a look at what we're doing. It's quite profound. And also on the homepage in the upper right-hand corner, I do have a free gift of a Jumpstart Your Dream Kit, so an ebook and an audio MP3 of me actually doing a dream coach session that's really about setting up your dream come true years. So those are free gifts for you. So if you want to come to a program, make sure you put in the notes section $500 off from, you know, David's challenge or however you put it. I'll be watching for that. And we'll help pay your airfare out or your rooming course. It's really quite a phenomenal program and very different than anything that's out there. So take a look at it. And if you know somebody that's interested in becoming a certified coach or adding additional certifications, one of the things that sets us apart is that it's not a 2 or 3 year program because it's a content-specific program specific to helping people clarify their purpose and their dreams and overcoming fears and doubts and taking action on their dreams. People get actually certified through the International Coach Federation in 7 days. And then we also have a Dream Coach Group Leader training. So take a look at that. And we love having Solution Box coaches and people like you guys who know that coaching is really critical to transforming the world at a time when the world has never needed it more. You know, and I think the last thing that I want to say is that to just as David encouraged you to act on your challenge, that do something today, whether it's sign up for my free dream gifts or whatever it is, do something today to demonstrate you're more committed to your dream than to any doubt or fear that might bubble up and get in your way. And the way to do that is put a stake in the ground and then put yourself in right relationship to your intention by acting on what's truly important to you.
All right. Thank you, Marcia. And that's awesome. So I'm just on the board. I've gone to the 30-day board, and I posted the challenge, and I'm about to, as soon as I get off the call, my action is going to be to send an email to a guy I know who has access to Robin Williams, and I'm going to put my offer to and ask him to forward it. And enjoy. You know, let's enjoy getting out there and putting our offers out to the world, and people will do what they do. That's their job. Thank you very much, Marcia. Thank you, everybody, and I look forward to your posts on the board.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Marcia.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Thank
you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.